Wall Street recorded its sharpest drop in 6 months Friday, as investors may have started to see through all the hype and spin coming out of Washington in the last few months. We've been telling you here on Money Matters, the market's recent rally was based on nothing of substance as far as I could see, and investors, no matter how blind they are to fudged economic figures, eventually figure out what's real and what's not and start to doubt this recovery, of which, by the way, ain't happening. The fall on Friday followed a multi-point rally on Thursday. However, Thursday's rally was in celebration of a positive GDP number that Washington posted. GDP is a figure that essentially tells us how much as a nation we are making and selling stuff. But this GDP figure is a farce. It includes borrowing and counts that as stuff sold. In other words, someone could ask me how much money I make, and if I counted what I borrowed as the income, I would forever and always be a millionaire. Since when can you count borrowed money as income? Yet in our GDP figure, they do something just like that. Idiotic, you say? How can you count borrowed money as income? Well, you and I can't, but the government does. So it's no wonder GDP was up. We're borrowing more than ever. And if investors thought that was good news, you can see how smart they are. Anyway, the market rallied on this positive GDP number on Thursday, but gave it all back and then some on Friday, with a 249-point Dow sell-off. I always say the markets will reflect reality eventually, but everyday movements are just reflecting the perception of all the players in it on any given day. And on Friday, investors perceived perhaps all the positive news coming out of their TV is just more lies, where you hear about everyone getting a job while you get fired. Stimulus programs like cash for clunkers and the housing credit are gone, and with them, consumer spending is starting down again. Only now, those who took advantage of those programs are now even more in debt. Bet they never thought of that. Free cars and house programs ended up enslaving those that bid on those programs by extracting even more pounds of future flesh to the banking system. Meanwhile, banks are raising consumer fees to us on credit cards and every other kind of loan. And then news comes out this week that salaries and bonuses to bank CEOs are expected to be as large as last year, with some bank CEOs saying this year's bonuses and salaries will be the largest ever. Do you feel cheated yet? Back on the funny farm, 9 more banks bit the dust over the weekend, requiring even more taxpayer funds to clean up the mess. The FDIC being broke requires even more of your money, and unemployment, meanwhile, rockets higher. Not content with driving the economy and our national debt to the edge of the cliff, the Obama administration is looking to reinstate the housing credit program and even widen it, and a new stimulus program is waiting in the wings. And you can be sure if the markets keep tanking, the government will spend even more of our children's money and your grandchildren's money to try and rescue this Titanic, even though the seawater is pouring in way too fast for the pumps to ever help. The government has run into the same old iceberg other paper printing governments have hit. Once you start down the road of trying to stave off natural market corrections by printing money, you are forever bound to continue to print money, as it is never enough. After all, you're fighting nature, and she will always have your way. Government spending cannot replace the consumer having a job and spending his hard-earned money, as government spending is just more borrowing. Once the government spending programs run out, nature takes over again and starts the markets and the spending down once more. The government finds itself enacting spending program after spending program to try to stave off the inevitable, but inevitable it is. Once the government stops its spending, down we go again. How long can the government continue to borrow and spend and try and stave off a collapse is anyone's guess, but the end of that game is getting closer with every dollar they spend. The views and opinions expressed on this newscast are opinions and my opinions only. They do not necessarily reflect those of KVMR staff members or underwriters. And this Thursday, we'll air another Money Matters show, noon Pacific Standard Time, where I'll cover foreign currencies, how and why you should hold them. I'm Mark Cuniberti for KVMR FM.